Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Duels 522nd weekly podcast about all things Days of Our Lives. And we're happy to have you listening, if you're listening or watching somewhere on the internet. But anyway, I'm Anna, aka Kazi Hooch, at Kazi Hooch on Twitter, and I'm I don't know, steering the ship into the iceberg tonight. I don't know how to call it. Let's call it co-hosting. Anyway, Diva can't make it tonight, but
you're
you can find the Diva. The oh Lord, what was that? A stupid call. they don't usually let me touch the important things. No, I'm kidding. No, I
don't.
I'm
worry, they don't let me
anyway.
Either.
It's okay. I've done this a lot over the years, but anyway, I'm still no more professional than I was like 13 years ago. bottom line is, we're here tonight to talk about Days of Our Lives. Like I said, you can find me at Kazi Hooch on Instagram and Twitter, and you can find the Diva of Duel at Diva of Duel, and she's also, I'll pimp out her newest venture. She's also doing podcasts on here on the Diva of Duel for the Housewives of Beverly Hills and the Housewives of Atlanta. So if you're into those shows, she has some good commentary on all those episodes. So anyway, and then we've got Marianne here.
Hi, everyone. You can find me at Mama at Mama _ Hooch at Twitter. Still there
right.
On Twitter.
And
yeah.
All right. And Jen?
Hi, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
All right. And let's see. So this was the first week. Oh, I forgot. We also love to pimp out Teo Penglis's Twitter and Instagram and all that. He's at Teo Penglis on Twitter. I'm assuming on Instagram, too. And he's got a Facebook and all that good stuff. And if you know how to spell his name, then you probably already know how to find him. But anyway, and then we've got Lauren Coslow. Is at Lauren Coslow. She's more on Instagram than Twitter these days, it seems like. And then we've got Ian Buchanan's Twitter handle is Kilt Trip USA. We love him. Wish we could get him back on Days or on General Hospital or something. We also want to give a shout out to our dear friends Bob and Amy Hapka, and I think it's Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka on Twitter, and I don't know, are they on? I think they're on Instagram now, right? I think I'm not sure, but
yeah, I think
anyway,
they're on Facebook
give them
a lot,
shout.
Too.
Oh yeah, give them a shout out if you're online, and let's see, and you can find the Diva of Duel, you know, on the Blog Talk Radio website. You can also find Facebook, and of course, like I said, Twitter, and most importantly, on iTunes, Diva of Duel has their own page, and on Spotify, we have our own page. And on Spotify, if you listen to an episode, please, if you enjoyed it, if you didn't, just forget you ever listen to it. But if you liked it or enjoyed it, rate us on there. It'll help just get it, you know, I guess, have more people see it on there. But anyway, so those are two convenient ways to get our whole catalog of all the past interviews we've done. We've done some really fun interviews over the years with the cast, and we've also done our weekly podcast, mostly weekly. There have been times when we've skipped the time for holidays and stuff, but you know, we've been going at it. I think we just celebrated our 13th anniversary on August 30th. Is that right? Or 31st? Is that right?
Do you remember
if it was August
30th or 31st? 30 or 31st. But I know it's like 2009.
Yeah.
So, yeah, was it, yeah, 13 years? Yeah.
So we've been around a while, and we want to thank everybody for, listening and for supporting Days of Our Lives.
because as I would say probably hopefully 100% of the fans know, but maybe not, you can only find exclusively the Peacock, which is NBC's streaming service, is where you can exclusively find Days of Our Lives now. Same, as far as I can tell, of course, same production quality, same sets, same all of that, same writers, same actors and all that, but just on a streaming service instead of on NBC on TV. And hopefully everyone's been able to get set up somehow. I've just been watching it on my phone from the app. One thing I did discover when I went to sign up for that $1.99 special that runs till the end of September is that if you go into your, like, to your subscriptions or whatever on your phone, I'm speaking on the iPhone, for example, it shows $4.99. It doesn't show the special. So I think you have to do – how did I find it? You have to do a search online or go to their site or something. It's out there because I did get signed up for it. But it's not as simple as just going on – if you already have the Peacock app, but you've been watching Days for free without a real subscription and just watching it from there – whenever you don't record it or maybe all the time. In some cases, people are already watching it all the time on Peacock. But anyway, when you go to say, oh, I want to get the premium so that I can watch Days now because Days is only on the premium or premium plus, I think they call it. I think premium plus is the highest cost, and that's the one that has commercial free, ad free.
Yes.
Honestly, so far, the ads haven't been super annoying. There's only been a few. But the thing that's been most annoying, because I've just got the premium right now, but I just want to give people advice on that, you know, if you go to find that $1.99, don't sign up for the $4.99. You have till the end of the month. But you have to go to, I can't even remember where. If you do a search on Google or something, you'll probably find it. But I can't remember how I found it. But you are able to access it. It's just not clear on that. You just can't see it when you just look at your regular, you know, oh, I want to upgrade this app. You know, it doesn't show right there. It's in a special place. Does anybody else have a take on that? Do you know something specific? Was it on their site?
Mm-hmm.
Where was it that, or maybe they're just advertising
it somewhere. I don't know. You could probably
just
Google, maybe you could just Google Peacock. I don't know. I was already signed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I already had the free version, but I waited till the day of Days of Our Lives premiering on exclusively on Peacock, just to kind of emphasize that I was doing it just because of Days of Our Lives. Maybe give them some credit or something. I don't know. I think it might help the show a little bit. So I can say it buffered a few times, but I'd say most of it it's been pretty smooth from my phone.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I don't know. Has everybody else
hardly
been okay
any
with it? I mean,
I've been okay.
The commercials. Okay. My biggest problem is that if I'm watching it, if I'm watching it in the living room on my phone with my remote control to the TV nearby, I start fast-forwarding through the commercials, and then I realize, oh, wait, that's not how it works anymore.
Yeah.
I did that, three times. I watched, Monday through Wednesday today, and I did it, three times. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Anna, you are so dumb. Okay, so old habits die hard. What can I say?
Yes.
It was just a reflex because I always fast forward.
Yeah.
But honestly, they don't have a lot of commercials, so it's really not that bad. I think the only disappointing thing that I just found was that they're not showing the old episodes. That's the thing that I'm really disappointed about.
I'm hoping they add them later.
Yeah. I hope. Well, and
they're
the thing
yet.
It is, what's weird is when I looked at they had season 56, which is the prior year. So when you click on it, they just have three episodes from exactly a year ago this week.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and it said maybe it was the end of that season, but I thought the season started in November when they, November 7th or whatever the anniversary is. But they almost count it from September. So I don't know if that's going to change or if they're going to start knocking off the episodes as it goes. But just a heads up, because like when I went in, I saw they had like the September 15th, 16th, and 17th, or something like that, of 2021, which is a year ago this time, and I hadn't seen a couple of those episodes or something. Or I had maybe I saw parts of them, but I hadn't seen the whole thing. And so I hurried and watched them this week because they were saying they had like 4 hours left or, you know, 24 hours left, so they were going away. So I don't know what they're doing exactly, but, well, I guess we'll have to just kind of see. But I would caution you that if you want to see something from, you know, last year at this time, to check on the app and see if they have a timer on it or how, you know, I'm not sure what they're how they're going to do it, but just a heads up in case somebody wants to look at an old episode or whatever. So so I think overall, I think it's been pretty positive. We can talk about the show now. I guess the sort of the biggest, one of the biggest things is, of course, the Orpheus story. We'll talk about that in a minute. But we did have Stefan show up in the mausoleum just as Gabby's saying goodbye to Stefan after 4 years. She's finally saying goodbye to him one final time, even though she admits that was the love of her life. I think she left the wedding ring, maybe, her wedding ring that she'd been carrying around her neck. She left that for somebody to steal. You know how those demures are. It's not like that place is well guarded or anything. Anybody can walk in off the streets and go there. But anyway, she was saying her goodbyes to what she thought was dead Stefan's crypt. And then in walks Stefan with Jake's heart and a brainwashed Stefan brain. Does that make sense? Did I encapsulate all the important parts there? Okay, so we've established that he was kept alive somehow.
Do we
know how he was kept alive for 4 years without a heart?
I don't know,
he had that
artificial heart or something pumping him. Wasn't it? It was like
that's right. They had kept him pumping. So it wasn't like when Jennifer Horton lost her heart and her brain, like, survived that whole time. Okay. All right, I was just making sure, because we've seen this story before in a way.
Just trying to explain.
But, okay. And Stefan did not look at all happy to see Gabriella. Marianne, Marianne or Jen, do you want to take it from there on that part, on that story? Anybody want
to?
I don't know. Go ahead, Jen, what did you say?
At first, it looks like he didn't even recognize her, you know?
Right. It was kind of weird. He was very cold, for sure.
Yes. And he can't, you know, he's still thinking he's in love with Chloe.
Yeah.
And not Gabby. So obviously, Dr. Wolf was trying to do, it worked.
And he was wearing a suit. She first thought it was Jake, of course, because he was wearing one of
Jake's suits.
And she made a point of saying she knows it was Jake's because Gabby had given it to Jake at the time when they were together. So she knew it was Jake's. And he said, "Well, I don't know. Kristen just brought it to me," or whatever. So she knows that Kristen's involved in all this.
She says Kristen's involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know whose heart he has. She says, "Wait,
Jolie.
Your heart's in Jolie. Well, whose heart do you have?" And he says, "Well, he doesn't. I don't think he knows, right?" Is that what he said? I don't think he knows. Yeah, nobody told him that it's Jake's heart. And he doesn't even know Jake. You know, he just finally figured out,
he saw somebody who was dead that has the same birth date. He's like, "So I guess I have a twin."
Yes, I have a twin that I never met.
So how long is it going to take the mental giants of Salem to figure out that Jake's heart was implanted into Stefan's body? I don't know. Somebody needs to tell him. I don't know. But anyway, go ahead, Jen.
No, I said probably months.
What's that?
It'll probably be months before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I
didn't get to see today's, but I did kind of read the breakdown on today's. Friday's. I didn't get to see Friday's. So I kind of just went.
I
think Wednesday, probably Jen saw it. He went to see Chloe then?
Yeah.
And I guess now Chloe knows everything. I mean, he tried to explain everything to Chloe, and she tried to explain to him, right, that she's with Brady now.
Brady.
Yeah. So is how did you see that part, Jen?
I see
it. I was just reading about it. Yeah. So did she just tell him to leave, or?
Yeah.
Okay. So
something I thought about last week, but I forgot to mention, was when they looked at the placard or whatever, the marker for the crypt for Jake, and it said something like, "We'll be in our hearts forever." I was like, "Oh, hearts, good one, folks." You know. Anyway, so I just had to share that. But okay, if I didn't last week, I don't remember if I did. Okay, go ahead. So
Gabby too.
She jumps him basically.
Yeah.
She tries to kiss him and stuff.
Yeah,
she's, you know, and like Shin, I guess, is like, you know, he wants to hurry up and get married. He, you know, he proposed to her, but he's, you know, kind of, and she has, of course, no clue that he's in on this whole deal. And he was the one that funded all this stuff. And he, you know, because he wants to get into Mira, you know, by bringing Stefan back.
Right.
So now everybody wants to get Stefan's good graces. And now EJ, you know, now EJ knows he's alive. So he's trying to, like, and I don't think EJ and Stefan ever met, right? I don't know. Stefan was gone before EJ came back. Am I thinking right? Yeah. So we have that whole power struggle going on with EJ, you know, and Ava, and, you know, they're all and trying to get Gabby out of there. So we have all that still going on with the Damaras. So EJ, and then what? And then Johnny. Johnny and Ava, what everybody think of that?
They didn't actually sleep together, but do they later in the week at the Salem Inn?
No.
They haven't yet, no.
Okay.
No, she still told him to leave.
Yeah, she tossed him out.
Yeah, she told him to leave, you know, it's not right. And he ended up at Allie's, but Allie wasn't there at the time. Oh. Chanel was. I think Chanel still, even Allie's a little worried, the way Chanel talks about Johnny.
Yeah.
I think she still has feelings. Yeah. And I think, Allie finally agree to let Johnny stay there, I guess.
Well, here's my question. Yeah. Where the heck is Henry? Has anybody seen Henry lately?
No, nobody. I don't know who's watching Henry.
Who's watching Holly?
Henry or Holly.
Somewhere. Somebody probably left them both at the park to fend for themselves.
Yeah, unless it's Roman, but no, Roman's too busy with the Orpheus deal, so I don't know. Usually it's either Nicole or, you know, Roman or somebody like that, but I don't know. Nicole's busy with her own problems.
Maybe
with Eric and Jada. Oh, gosh.
What's that?
Maybe there was Maggie.
Maggie?
Yeah, maybe there was
Well, obviously, Henry's probably in his bedroom and stuff, but we never see him ever, like, anymore.
Yes.
So that's a little weird. Not unusual, but.
Yeah. Another one. What do you think about Jada? Anybody liking Jada?
I like Jada.
You do? She's a little bossy and pushy.
Steve and John deserved it. They could have blown up the whole town. And they can't find their way to have a paper bag.
Well, yeah. Well, true. Yeah. But I'm wondering if she has more of a past. I don't know. I'm just wondering if anything more is going to come from that. Does everyone think she's probably pregnant with Eric's baby?
I don't want Eric. I know Diva Carrie will be upset, but because she's always wanted Eric. I mean, you know, she's an Eracle fan. But I've always wanted Eric to have a kid, and so you know, strange things happen. You never know. But I think it would throw a whole new dynamic into the whole thing if that happens. So I would be for it, but who knows what it'll actually do that or not, but so.
And I'm wondering if Jada will end up with Rafe or something. I don't know. And Nicole's really, you know, I think what in the previews they kind of show Nicole and Eric finally giving in. You know, I guess he's working for them and must be a photo shoot or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I had one by the previews that I saw. So I don't know.
Well, was that a fantasy? Was that a dream though, or was that real? Yes. Or
they've had dreams.
What's that?
I don't know if that one was a dream. Not on the preview.
Yeah.
But the other ones were dreams. Yeah, that each had a sex dream. I think that could how they were covering up and not telling each other that they were sex dreams. But I think maybe it comes out that they eventually tell each other that they have them. So, I don't know.
So of course, right about the time Jada's pregnant, he and Nicole will be involved again, and Rafe will be. Yeah, he'll
left out in the cold again.
Can we write this show for us? Can we write this show for him?
Yeah,
Rafe will be left like a sad pony, and Jada will be left in the dust. Even though Eric will feel like he does need to be responsible or whatever, she knows that he doesn't love her. He's always loved Nicole, and Rafe will swoop in as the superhero because he has a soft spot for kids and. He's still sad about David, and he will probably be the one that decides to, you know, he and since they work together in the same orbit, I could see them putting them together maybe, but I don't know, we'll see, I guess. But.
Well, yes.
But can you guys see that happening? I mean, it totally seems like it, right?
Yeah.
Like somebody said that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It seems like that might be where it'd be headed.
We're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you think about the twit that married Xander one day and she's ready to leave him the next? I mean, it's not like she didn't know he was a scoundrel. I mean, it's
wait
not
a minute.
Like
she
thought he
gave him all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Forgave him all that other stuff.
I know.
You know,
but, you know my point is, okay, maybe she's just now finding out about this little part. But it's like,
so who cares?
For her to blame, she's like, for money you're doing that? Well, you know, I'm like, okay, he lost. I'm not saying justifying what he did, but, like, he lost everything. He was down and out. He had an opportunity. Sammy brought an opportunity.
Drunk.
I'm not saying, in terms of outing, she's more mad. I think she's more mad that he outed them at the anniversary party.
Right. And
than that she
with,
actually slept with her. I mean, he's mad at him. She's mad at him for that. But it's kind of like.
True.
Okay, well, I'm not going to feel too sorry for Sarah because she knows that he's a little scoundrel and that he's had a checkered past. So if this is the hill she's willing to die on, let her die. That's my opinion.
I think she's
still carrying a torch
for Eric.
What?
I think she's still carrying a torch for Eric.
Oh, yeah, I wondered about that because she seems so concerned about his feelings.
So concerned. Course, why is she so concerned about Eric and Nicole anyway? You know. You think this is trying to
and
open
she
it
hates
up for
Nicole. Also, she
for
hates
Gwen.
Nicole so much, too.
Yeah. Is this like for Gwen and Xander to get back together, or do you think Sarah's going to take him back? I don't know. I didn't see today. It didn't happen today, right? Sarah didn't take Xander back, did she?
She was going to pack.
Mm-mm, no, she packed with packing everything. Well, at least Seth was on Wednesday. That was the end of Wednesday.
Gwen's
going to
come in. So then, I don't know. Maybe Gwen's still in the picture.
I always liked
Gwen.
I
always liked them together. I liked them together, too. Yeah,
I liked
them.
I liked original Sarah and Xander until... She became a twit, but anyway.
Yeah, when they first came on together, they were great together.
Yeah.
Before she got, you know, however they
started calling
made her
baby
be like that.
With baby talk. Yeah.
Yes. She's still kind of doing that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, now they're married, so that'll be interesting.
Will that present
in terms of problems? Because now, you know, she's leaving him, but I don't know. it gets very complicated. Very complicated indeed. So, so what did you guys think of the scenes going back to Gabby, when Gabby was in the mausoleum saying her goodbyes, and then, you know, Stefan comes back in, walks in. While that's going on, EJ and Lee are having a rather intense conversation. The testosterone was flowing. but they were definitely throwing barbs at each other and stuff.
Yeah. I like it that somebody stands up to EJ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't have a problem with it. I just thought it was kind of fun to watch. So, And it was also funny that EJ walked in on Ava and Johnny in bed, even though they had been talking and had determined that, or at least she had determined, that it was not going to happen.
Right. But they didn't let EJ believe that.
But then when EJ burst in, when Johnny didn't answer the door, and you would think people would know to lock their doors and or to knock,
yes,
and if somebody doesn't respond, to not walk in. But that's
not walk in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But EJ, of course, thinks they did sleep together and that they're moving in together at the Salem Inn, even though that didn't really happen. But it's kind of funny for him to think that, though. I love it. And then this is going to make Chanel jealous, right? Because she's going to think that he's moved on with Ava.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She hates that, and she can't understand why Allie should. She's, Allie, you should be upset. That's Tripp's mother. Blah, blah, blah. Let Allie go and talk to Ava, more or less. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then she's also concerned about Chanel. Why are you so concerned about Johnny? You know, why are you so worried about Johnny?
And then, of course, putting Johnny in the apartment with them, when Chanel and Johnny still have feelings for each other.
Yeah.
My question is, hasn't anybody told those two that she killed their great-grandfather?
Who did?
Ava.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Was it Johnny? No, let's see. Not Johnny's, though. But Allie's. Yeah. Yeah,
no,
you're right.
Sammy is Sean. What is Sean Brady?
Oh, wait. That's right. You're right. Okay. I got confused for a minute. I was saying Horton versus
Sammy,
Samara.
So
you're right.
It's both of them. Yeah.
You're right. I forgot. You're right. Good point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who knows?
They
haven't
gone back that far.
They're forgotten. Huh? They
have
brought it up since at some point along the way, but at the same time, they also scrapped that whole Santine story, so that was a mess. That was an awful mess. I'm still weirded out by all that, but anyway. So the Cayman scenes were sweet and cute and nice, but Kate sneezing on his cake again.
and it turns out
it's this virus that Orpheus has injected or somehow gotten into the systems of the three women that he had kidnapped. And what's that?
It was in the rope.
That's right. And that's how they found. So Rafe and Jada found what? Orpheus because they traced him back to something. I kind of missed that. I mean, they found that Rebecca's something or other store
Rebecca.
Or whatever. What's that?
Rebecca's printing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Which I still don't understand why Orpheus was there, but anyway. So
yeah, it's like they
got
him out.
What's that?
It's like they're missing a scene there. Or something.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought maybe I shouldn't follow it or something. I don't know. Oh. Marianne, you there?
Did I get dropped?
Showed you dropped.
Somebody, because I said, yeah. All of a sudden, I don't hear anybody. I'm there, hello, hello.
Yeah,
I saw
it said you dropped, but I thought, well, maybe you hit the thing on your phone or something like that. So I figured you'd
No,
that.
I kept saying hello.
But that
yeah,
was Blog Talk
well,
Studio.
No,
I wasn't yeah. even touching. I wasn't even touching
okay.
the studio at all.
Okay.
Not me.
It's been known to happen
but,
to everybody. Yeah.
But so what were your thoughts that you were listening but couldn't say anything because we couldn't hear you?
Yeah, I know I didn't even hear you. I mean, I don't forget what the last thing I heard.
Hear
what,
oh,
what were
oh, that's
talking
right,
about?
That's right.
What were you talking about?
We were talking about Orpheus and how it seemed like we missed a scene where how did it go from Rafe and Jada investigating suddenly being able to find Orpheus just through the Rebecca's printing thing? I didn't understand that.
Oh, I guess, yeah. They were trying to, I guess, find out where he would have taken her. I don't know. And then they were trying to find out things about her, and something about her name was Rebecca, right?
Yeah, Rebecca.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Right.
So they were they looking at, like, big warehouses? Or I don't know. I know what you mean.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it did, like Jen just said, it seemed like they were missing a...
Yeah, they come busting in there and got Orpheus, you know.
Yeah,
but
right.
He already has the, in, you know, they're supposed to be dying a slow death, I guess, the three of them, until the other three heroes can figure it out, I guess. I don't know. I was saying, I wonder what, you know, they say it's a virus. I said, it's just, I don't know, Ron went there. I was surprised he even went there.
I know.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But... But he didn't really say, like, what this virus is, other than making them sneeze. The last
yeah.
thing I heard was mm-hmm. Kate sneezing into Roman's cake two times.
Yeah, and they all passed out.
Him. Yeah. So. I don't know where that's going. But, like, we've had enough of Orpheus, I think, and he's blowing up everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Maybe that's why Mike Horton's coming back.
Yeah, this will be interesting.
Who's
Mike Horton.
Who's coming back?
Mike.
Oh. I don't think
Mike
I
Horton.
Realized that.
Yeah, he's in the promo.
Huh. I don't think
and
I saw
Wendy
that.
And then Shin is coming. Oh, that Wendy Shin is coming. Lee's sister. And I think her
sister.
And Johnny are getting together. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was in Beyond Salem. I think Joey's coming back, too. Because Kayla. It looks like Kayla. Passes away and goes to heaven and sees somebody.
Her mom.
Either her mom, yeah, or Beau, maybe. I don't know. I saw the previews that they were showing, like for Peacock.
Yeah.
Peacock.
It would
make
more
sense
if into
the fall
Beau because Peggy's.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Gone.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, but anyway, the Cayman scenes were sweet, mm-hmm. and then, and then at the hospital, it was so. I mean, even though of course they were getting really bad news that they were all three of them were gonna die, but I thought it was neat how they each had their man with them. I thought that was so cute. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Roman looked really cute when he was getting that cake, when he got the cake. He looked really cute. I don't know.
Yes.
He's something sparks in Josh Taylor when he's with, when
Definitely.
He and Lauren have their scene. There's something about him that it just sparks. They definitely have that chemistry. But,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
yeah, maybe.
And let's see. I have this. I wanted to mention something from going to Alex and Stephanie and that whole thing. So
mm-hmm.
Alex tries to. She writes this great like press release or something, and it gets them out of hot water because of Sunny. You know, all that. That you know, everything's gonna be fine. And then he's like, "Oh, you did great. You're you know, Titan stock is back up and, you know, blah, blah, blah. All the world is great again. Thanks for you. Thanks to what you, for, thanks to your press release or whatever she did. And he's like, why don't we go out and get a couple of Cosmos? And she's like, no. She's like, you know, basically turned him down and said that, you know, that's probably, I don't want to have to report you to HR. You know, usually things like this take two, take agreement on both sides. And just because you want that doesn't mean that I want that. So, therefore, no, you know. And so he was just really, really hurt. And he was, like, all sad because suddenly this is the girl of his dream. And he wants to, you know, forsake all of his Playboy ways just for her. And now, she, you know, unrequited love. But anyway, so so he runs into, of course, Allie and Chanel.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, do you guys want to go out for a drink or something? And he's like, I just been so sad. And then he's like, so, you know, he's eating an ice cream cone. He's like, so, you know, I, you know, it kind of revisits the whole threesome idea. And they're like, no, that's okay. You know, and then I thought it was interesting that Allie's the one that said that it doesn't take a man to make them or male, something about that. And I thought that kind of was foreshadowing with the whole Johnny and Chanel thing, too. Like, she was saying she was happy, like, content. But, like, Chanel didn't quite say that. Of course, she's actually
you could tell
in love with her and all that.
Yeah. I think Chanel was thinking about it. Chanel's been thinking about it, seriously.
Yeah,
I think she was.
But, and then something about, Allie admit that she doesn't think she could have handled that? Like, she would not have wanted to have, like, she would not have wanted to be in that situation. It would have been too painful for her or something. Well, then to see Chanel, you know, to know Chanel is somebody else. Anyway, so anyway, at some point, I think it was in that conversation that Alex said something about being obsessed, or maybe it was somewhere else. I can't remember, but at some point he said something about being obsessed. I think he used the word obsessed with a girl that doesn't want me at all or whatever. And I'm like, is that a red flag? Nobody wears ties. Nobody wear ties. Ties are not allowed.
Like, yes.
Because we know somebody else who is obsessed with certain people.
Oh, yeah.
And that did not turn out well. So I just thought that was kind of like, I hope that's not the way they're going with this. Because they've tried really hard to make him a completely different character. So I hope they don't bring in shades of Ben on the of Bad Ben.
Batty Ben.
Of Sick Ben.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Batty Ben.
Neck time killer Ben.
Yeah.
So yeah. But that word choice caught my ear. I was like, okay. Was that just a little red meat for the fans, or was that, like, something we should be, like, worried about? So.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I think I like.
What's that?
His grandfather was a serial killer.
Which one was
Harper?
Oh, yeah. Devereaux, right?
Yeah. Harper Devereaux was a serial killer.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't remember that. Oh dear. That's not good. Harper. Deborah. Okay, I got you. Harper, because that was Jack's dad, right?
Yep.
Wait, no. Are Alex and Jack related?
The thing is, Arthur Devereaux was Jack's stepfather or adopted father.
Okay.
He's the one who raised Jack with Angelica.
Okay, but Justin was really his father, right?
Justin
was Alex's father.
Angelica.
Yeah. Okay.
Harper.
Okay. Now I got it.
So they're not related.
And that's where Alice comes from.
Okay, so they're not, so it's not a thing of mental illness. Yeah, oh, geez, that's making my head hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot, because that name Harper Devereaux sounded familiar. I was like, oh, you're right. Okay, gotcha. I wasn't watching, I don't think, during that particular time. But anyway, so, yeah, so there's lots of drama in Salem. And trying to think. Oh, and then... So Chloe basically tells Stefan to pound sand in a nice way. Is that right? That
yeah.
She basically explains to him that she's not interested. So then is Stefan going to be, like, obsessed with her, trying to get her? Because you know Kristen's not going to let up on that. Oh, jeez.
Well, Kristen's
did you notice how
in trouble for Chloe, you know, and Brady trying to get
Mitchell. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. But she's not going to – she's going to want Stefan to go after Chloe. One of the other things, I also thought it was interesting the look that Lee gave, like it was subtle, but when he saw that Stefan was like hated Gabby and was looking for Chloe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And referred to Chloe. Did you see like Lee's expression? Like it was almost like a, oh yeah. Okay. Got it. Good. It stuck, you know?
Yeah.
Like stuck the landing, you know.
Yeah.
So because I mean, until the guy actually, because until he went out and saw Gabby and everything, nobody knew how he was going to react. I mean, Rolf was even like, he's like, this isn't a perfect science here, you know. I'm messing with somebody's brain and their memories, but like, I can't like do everything, you know. So let me ask you this: do you think Rolf's going to be the one that's going to save the day with this virus thing, or? What do you think?
I don't know, unless there's an antidote or something that Orpheus has. Yeah.
Well, because
if they're arresting
Orpheus, so if they're arresting Orpheus, then he can just be like, well, your loved ones are going to die if you don't let me go, you know.
If you let
me,
he's going to make a deal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Make a deal, and then he'll get out.
Uh-huh. I thought it was way too easy that they found him. You would almost think that he did that on purpose, because he's much more advanced of a villain in a way than that. I mean, I just thought that was so like quickly done.
Makes sense.
I don't know. Especially with Rafe being the one to help figure it out. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? No, but, anyway, so let me ask you this. When Jada passes out, are they all going to think it's because she's got the virus?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Could be.
So how's everybody feeling about the first week on Peacock? Does it feel about the same? I mean.
Yeah, about the same.
That's kind of how I'm feeling. Like I can tell you this: I didn't watch one second of whatever BS they put on in place of Days on ABC, and won't.
Oh no.
I haven't even heard anything.
I heard in the next week or so we're supposed to find out about who the killer is. You know how they've been dragging this on. So I think that's coming up. And we've had all this speculation of who the killer is, and it's. They kind of had in the preview some clues that just showed a guy with like a black leather get on and black leather or gloves or whatever. And then something suddenly told Chad he remembers the smell of vanilla. So I don't know
who
if
does?
That's – somehow that's a clue. Sonny.
Who remembers that?
You know, Sonny. He told Chad something about the smell of vanilla. So –
Well, vanilla would be like somebody from like the bakery or something, like a bakery.
Yeah, a bakery or something, or somebody that cooks, or so I don't know. I'm still going with my theory of Clyde. I'm still thinking Clyde.
Oh boy.
Yeah. They were going back to Clyde, but now the big thing is Craig. Now it's all leading to Craig. A lot of these clues. A lot of people are thinking it's him. Coming back.
That just makes
and he is
no
coming back.
Sense. That
makes
no
make
sense.
Sense
for
but, yeah.
To be doing that.
Yeah.
None.
I'm thinking somehow Clyde or Abby found out about Clyde. That's what I'm thinking. It's like behind the scenes that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. So he's not a fan of Sonny, and he knows Leo. He has a duel. Yeah, I don't know. He does work at the pub.
I just hate that.
I don't know.
I just hate that after rehabilitating him, I kind of hate that they would go down that road again with him. I mean, like.
Yeah, because he's supposed to get with Nancy. He's supposed to. I think they're supposed to get married.
But then again, if you think about it, too. It slightly complicates a little bit, although it's not like Daze has not ever encountered this issue before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Alex comes to the pub and there's Ben's dad, you know. It's kind of like maybe they're going to have to run that character for a while or something, because that might be a little bit too much of a reminder of the prior character.
Yeah.
So
true.
I guess
yeah.
I could see that.
I don't know.
I just can't see. I don't know. I can see Clyde ordering a hit on EJ for business or whatever. I can't see him like stabbing somebody to death like that. I don't know. I guess he would.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then the other thing though is
can't see Craig doing it either.
But you're probably right. Yeah, that's crazy too.
Yeah.
Unless he went crazy,
and if he's coming back
to
Salem, it would be like I could see him and Nancy reconciling as friends. There's no way in hell they could actually get them back together again as anything more than friends. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just at this point, because of the writing and everything, there's just no way.
Right.
So I don't know. I just kind of odd.
I just want to know. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Anyway, yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Vanilla.
Yeah.
You know, he was
coming back for a little bit as a ghost, so she's
who
coming
is?
Back. Or either that or she filmed the scenes, Marcy Miller.
Oh, yeah.
She comes to chat.
That's right.
Okay. After they catch, they said that, so.
But see, then didn't we have the theory that maybe it wasn't actually Abigail that was dead? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we were thinking, that she really isn't dead.
They can write
whatever
they want, really.
Yeah.
They know we'll pretty much put up with any old
used to it.
Yeah, we're along for the ride.
Yeah. We should be happy many times.
Right. Well, and it especially works when it's characters we love, like Tony and Anna, or, I don't know. It kind of depends. Like John. Well, John, when John was gone for a while, and everybody thought he was, there's some characters that like you're like, okay, we're just gonna pretend like that whole like Jack Devereaux, for example. We'll just pretend like he didn't die, get smashed in a elevator, like
all the time.
So they a lot of times can obviously write things that are committed. I mean, heck, EJ's alive again, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, Will's alive. I mean, so we're willing to past some things that would make sense in the real world, just because the story and characters that they involve and all that. So, So, anything that we haven't talked about yet?
I think we got it.
I think, yeah. Pretty much so.
I'm looking at this. I'm ready to see if I can.
Oh, gosh. Get everything?
Okay, no, I can't think. Oh, there was something that Carrie had in the summary of the show. Kristen outsmarts Bill and Brady at Rachel's custody hearing. We didn't talk about that, did we? I don't think we did.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just thinking to myself, my first thought was, how hard is it to outsmart Brady, really? I mean, Bill, a little bit smarter, but anyway, go ahead. What are your thoughts on that?
But it's funny how every, like Kristen, this judge is, of course, she's probably paid off the judge anyway. But anyway, Kristen is using every bad thing that Chloe has ever did and every bad thing that Brady has in his past. But we're not allowed to discuss anything. You can't of it's Kristen just because she was pardoned. Like,
I don't
think
any of them.
It does not make sense at all.
And I'm
I'm
sorry, but that makes zero sense because even if you're pardoned legally,
zero.
You still did it, you know?
It's still, you
so
still,
you're
the,
still
you're
convicted.
Right, and even though Brady and Chloe haven't done any crimes or have been convicted of it, it's still in their past, but so is Kristen's.
Yeah.
So why isn't the judge listening to all that? You know, why
yeah,
can't they present
obviously.
That?
I always,
yes.
Whenever they have a trial, it's always so infuriating, no matter if it's a custody
yes.
trial or whatever.
You know, it's, really
it's always
not
so frustrating because it's so bogus. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all so it's all plot driven. They have to find a way to have a judge give Kristen full custody because otherwise it would never happen.
Then she will, then she has control over Brady. Then she has control over Brady again. Yeah.
Now she right.
So yeah,
yes.
she must
have
paid that
wants.
Judge a heck of a lot
she
of money. A heck of a lot of money.
I don't know. And I don't know if that's the way the show's going. Is to get Kristen and Brady back together.
Yeah.
Because no, I'm thinking that's the way the show is going is getting Kristen and Brady back together. I don't know.
You
I just
think,
I don't like
Brady,
them. I never did like them
see,
as well.
No, I never did either. And Brady, you would think he sees her now for who she really is, that he would not find that a tolerable situation no matter what. So I don't know.
I don't
it's
know.
Weird.
Brady's dumb. I don't know.
That's why when I read that Kristen outsmarted him and Bella, I was like,
that's
really
hard.
Not that big of an accomplishment.
Oh, she did.
That's
yeah.
like child's
yeah.
play.
Yeah, really. But.
Like they didn't see that coming, that Kristen, if Kristen managed to get pardoned by the governor, however she managed to get pardoned by the governor, then you would think she could, like, knock over a, you know, local judge.
They don't know the past that they've had, you know. Remember the
I
whole
know.
Thing about Philip, you know, them thinking Brady killed all
yeah.
that stuff. Well, we know Philip's not dead, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't
well.
Know. That's ridiculous. Oh well, I guess it gives. I guess it's. I guess it wouldn't. There wouldn't be a lot of story to it if.
Right.
They didn't go that route, but. Anyway, so
it's just frustrating
right, well,
when you watch it, like you're screaming
something.
At them.
Yes. Ugh.
You know, I'm
anyway.
Screaming at the TV like what? What?
But even still,
a kangaroo
even
court,
though
like,
we say that, even though we say that, it's just like in football
Come
when.
On.
The, when folks complain about their teams or whatever, but they still love them. We still love Days, and we're
yeah.
still thankful that they're on. Even if they're on streaming instead of on NBC, they're still they're on the network.
Oh,
they're
I like
still
the streaming better than
there.
NBC.
Yeah.
Through NBC.
Oh,
yeah. Well, did you know?
I like
did you notice? Know, I tried to click on the NBC app just to see if they had the old episodes there by any chance, because it seemed like I thought they had some seasons. And they don't. It doesn't work anymore. So they've disabled that. So, because I was wondering how they were gonna reconcile that, because NBC had content, and now they've got this Peacock thing. So I was like, what are they gonna do? So they've, at least from what I tried to get on, unless it was just a fluke, NBC app is like toast, which it should be. It sucked. So. You know, good for them.
Yeah,
well, it
wasn't.
But at least that's.
It wasn't a good app anyway.
No, it never. It was never good. Oh my gosh, it was awful. So,
yeah,
they definitely they practiced on NBC and they improved on Peacock. But yeah, so we'll see. I'm hoping. My hope is that, like I said last week, my hope is that it does draw a lot of traffic to the streaming service, even though we're being used and we realize we're being used, but it's. Saved our show, so
yeah.
trying to go with it.
Yeah.
But also, I really hope that it brings some people back that maybe haven't watched it in years, and maybe they're on the streaming service and they're like, oh my gosh, Days is on there, and maybe they get back into. They see an old favorite that's on the show. Maybe they see a clip with Teo or you know or Leanne or you know Adria. You know, like a Judy Evans or, you know, any of the, you know, they do have a lot of characters or actors that have been on off and on for decades. So I feel like it would be really cool if somebody's like, oh, let me click on an episode and see what's going on in Salem after all these years and not watching it. And then maybe they get hooked back on it again. And, you know, and then maybe there's some, maybe it'll reach a percentage of new viewers that, I mean, look at your, doesn't your aunt, Marianne,
yeah,
your aunt
just
didn't watch
her into
all those
it
years,
again.
Did she? Yeah,
well,
but I mean, she wasn't,
way
she
back,
didn't watch
like
it in a long
ago.
Time. Yeah.
In a
but
long
I mean, she
time.
Didn't watch it in a long time,
it,
and you
yeah,
got her kind of interested in it again, and now she's, like, really
oh my God, yeah.
into it again. So,
she had to get
Peacock. Yeah.
She couldn't stand it. Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
she can't,
that's so cute.
You know, that's her
I love
big,
it. I love it.
That's the, yeah, she really
I
likes,
love it.
You know, and then we'll talk about it, you know.
I love it.
And she'll go,
mean?
Oh, I don't
I
like that Orpheus. He scares me, you know.
Oh,
yeah, I guess he's
cute.
And, but the only thing is I can't convince her. She's still, oh, she loves Rafe. She loves Rafe. But then she started like, now it's EJ. Ooh, she likes EJ, especially, you know. Orpheus. Yeah, now she likes EJ. I said, oh, what happened
funny.
To Rafe?
Oh, that's
yeah.
funny.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's I love it, though. I love it that she's into it now and stuff again. So, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, it could bring, you know, she was already back for a few years. But, like, I'm hoping, it's my hope that it will draw some new eyes and some old eyes that, like, come back to it that have lost
mm-hmm.
lost it for a while, because that's how I was. I didn't watch for like 15 years, so
wow.
you know. So mm-hmm. Anyway, so you know, it can happen. So
mm-hmm.
I hope the best for them, and I hope they keep it on.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, I guess yeah. we're done with
okay.
that tonight. Unless somebody else has anything else, thanks for calling in, ladies. I know that.
Okay.
I can tell Marianne that the phone is running.
Yeah. Thanks
Take
for hosting.
Care. Take care.
And
help
all
right.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Take care, Jen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.